AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Elon Musk wants to be the chief executive tweeter at Twitter. The company says Musk wants to buy Twitter for about $44 billion. Musk has said Twitter is not living up to its potential as a platform for free speech. But Stefano Bonini with the Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey says even for Elon Musk, this deal is expensive.
Elon Musk is, you know, currently the richest man in the planet, but the vast majority of his wealth is tied into shares of Tesla and SpaceX.
Twitter's board at first enacted an anti-takeover measure known as a poison pill that could have made a takeover attempt very expensive. Audio recordings referring to violence were heard in Johnny Depp's libel trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Johnny Depp winced and Amber Heard held back tears as jurors heard audio recordings of their arguments. In the recordings, Depp shouts profanities at Heard and talks about it will be a bloodbath if he does not walk away. Heard's attorney read headlines from negative articles about Depp to show that he had a history of bad behavior before Heard wrote an op-ed piece about abuse in 2018. Depp tried to explain himself. He said the text about wanting to burn and drown Heard was a joke.
It's directly from Monty Python.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Russia unleashed a string of attacks against Ukrainian rail and fuel installations. Police in Grand Rapids, Michigan have identified Christopher Shore as the officer who shot and killed a black man, Patrick Leoya, during a traffic stop. President Biden welcomed the Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning to the White House. Tampa is on a roll with their sports teams.
Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. The Rays won the pennant. And these guys behind me became back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. And they may be here next year. Who knows?
A turnaround on Wall Street. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow over a Trump administration policy that asylum seekers trying to get into the U.S. stay in Mexico.
The issue before the Supreme Court is whether the policy is discretionary or if it's the only way to comply with a congressional requirement not to release migrants seeking asylum directly into the United States. A suit was filed by the states of Texas and Missouri when President Biden, on his first day in office, ended the Remain in Mexico policy. Last year, Press Secretary Jen Psaki explained.
Deeply flawed. That's why we stopped enrolling individuals in the program on day one.
But a federal judge ordered it reinstated. The plaintiff states say without adequate detention facilities, migrants need to wait in Mexico. Migrant advocates say people are terrified in dangerous Mexican border cities, and it's extremely difficult for them to find lawyers there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.